I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football.
It's time for Joe O's Value Bet.
Oh, this is when the cream rises to the top. This is when things get hot.
The best plays in football action this week.
Stats, records, rankings, weather. If the goalpost is tilted just a little bit.
Value Bet with Joe O of the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these six games.
Value Bet.
This is America's premier sports information program.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Welcome to Value Bet on the Under the Hood podcast. I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast every week. You know how we do it, right? It's Value Bet with Joe Ostrowski, as every week he gives you the best plays in college football and the National Football League. You can follow Joe on Twitter at JoeO670. Also, read his columns on theathletic.com. Look for his name, Joe Ostrowski. And don't forget the Early Odds podcast. You need to know what's going on early in the week as far as how the odds makers look at college, pro, and everything else. Go to Early Odds Podcast wherever you download your podcast, like this one. Joe Ostrowski joins us here on Value Bet. Hello, Joe.
Hoodie, if you like favorites in the NFL, it's going to be a tough week for you. They're going to make you earn it. I'm counting, going into Thursday's game, there are six games with point spreads of at least a touchdown. All of these six pass the touchdown, going as high as 14 points.
Wow, that is quite the trend. Could you just give us a little flavor of the athletic.com column? Give us a little preview before it comes out on Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about these point spreads in the NFL, this big gap this week. And a lot of the reason is because of the good teams are at home. But what I always like to squeeze in, and actually when I'm done with you, I'm going to call Jason Symbol over at CG Technologies. And he always likes to tell me what the biggest bets of the week are, what the $100,000 bets of the week are, and what teams both in college and the NFL. So people will be able to find that on theathletic.com/Chicago starting on Friday.
All right, let's go to the college bets because, again, maybe not a great amount of games, but there's always something that you can always roll the dice on. What stands out as far as value bet in college football this week?
All right. Actually, my favorite value here is in the Big Ten, your favorite conference, as always. Mm-hmm. And see, the big games are a week from now. This slate of games, not too enticing. So we talk about look-ahead spots, right, where the kids are looking a week in advance and maybe they're not paying attention or as focused on the current game. Now, next week, Alabama and LSU play. Neither of them are playing this week. But there's also Penn State and Michigan. Michigan is on their bye. Of these four teams, Penn State the only one that is in action. Now, they are hosting Iowa, and I've seen it around a touchdown, around 6.5-point favorites. Penn State favored by 6.5 over Iowa. Why so much? Well, the history favors the Nittany Lions. They have beaten Iowa their last four times by an average of 16 points per game. But I'm looking at this Penn State team, and I haven't been too impressed. When they've been held down to losses, it's because it's a lack of scoring. They only put 26 on Ohio State, 17 against Michigan State when they lost. And last week they beat Indiana only by 5. Not that impressive. And on the Hawkeyes side, I love this defense. They're fifth in the country in 14 points per game allowed. And it's not like they're susceptible to the run or the pass. They're 19th in the country in passing yards, 3rd in the country against the run. Their last 9 games, Iowa is 8-1 against the spread and straight up. So I'm getting around a touchdown with the Hawkeyes. I will take that. They seem to always go under the radar. They're very underrated in this conference. Everybody paying attention to Ohio State and Michigan, what the big boys are doing. Give me Kirk Ferentz and Iowa plus 6.5. Is that where you have it at?
Yeah, absolutely. I got it at 6.5 in front of me here from Bovada. So, yeah, 6.5 for Iowa and Penn State. Iowa with a terrific season, one stumbling block, their loss against Wisconsin early in the season. Otherwise, 6-1 overall. What's your second value bet for college?
All right, I'm going to go to Lawrence, Kansas for this one between TCU and Kansas. And I'm seeing TCU favored around 13.5, 14 in this one. And a week ago, some of our listeners may remember, we had a conversation about the Northwestern-Rutgers game, about how the public was on one side, but the big money was on the other. The money was on Rutgers, even though the public was on Northwestern. And I find a similar situation here in this battle. 65% of the bets are coming in on the TCU side. Not a big surprise. Two touchdown favorite in the Big 12, visiting Kansas, and Kansas 0-4 in conference so far. But 75% of the money is on Kansas. That is a crazy swing. Wow. 65% of the bets on TCU, 75% of the money on Kansas. So why? TCU is going through some turmoil this week. Their quarterback, Sean Robinson, having shoulder surgery. He is now out for the season. Now they turn to true freshman Justin Rogers to take over their offense. And one of their biggest playmakers on special teams and their second leading receiver, Kevontae Turpin, was kicked off the team. So the Sharps are jumping on Kansas as a big home dog, and it certainly makes sense to me. I will take Kansas.
All right, Kansas. All right, is where you're going to swing there. What's your third college football value bet?
Well, when it's not an exciting slate, you know, I'm going to have to jump on your game, because I know you have an opinion on the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. They don't call it that anymore, right?
I still call it that because I'm a Georgia fan, but yeah, absolutely, I will always call it that.
Isn't it weird to see on the SEC East side, Florida, Georgia, 4-1 with Kentucky?
I know.
this is a big game, obviously, for both sides here. We're seeing Georgia the first time since their last loss. And the Gators have won 5 straight in this series. We have a couple of strong defenses here, top 15 defenses in the country. The Gators allowing 16.6 points per game, and the Bulldogs 16.3. So the defense is very close to the way they've performed this season. Now, I'm looking at the total. The total is 52. Mm-hmm. In this matchup, the last 5 times, it's gone under the total. And the scoring has averaged 40 points per game, 12 less than the total we're getting at 52. So I'm going to play the under 52.
Under 52 for the world's largest cocktail party.
Okay. Are you going to be betting on your Bulldog?
I will not. I will Herb Street it to the side. And it's my game, so obviously I'm rooting for the Georgia Bulldogs. I want to make sure it's clear, and it might change by the time you get to Saturday as you hear this, but Joe took Kansas plus 13.5 in that matchup against TCU. I want to make sure we had the number out there, plus 13.5. Mm-hmm. You're gonna eat that for against TCU,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's one you kind of close your eyes, and just bet it. Don't feel good about it, but we'll roll.
Okay. Remind me to tell you off the air how many times UTEP has hit for me this year. All right.
I'll take a plus 80.
Every time, man. UTEP's been very good to me. As we now move over to the National Football League for value bet, what are your best 3 plays for the NFL, Joe?
You know, I've got a couple of underdogs here because I told you about how immense some of these point spreads are this week. So I'm looking at Packers-Rams. Headline earlier in the week, Aaron Rodgers, the largest underdog in his career.
Wow.
The Packers are 9.5-point underdogs visiting the Rams, absolutely on fire. Now, it's tough to jump in front of that gauntlet of L.A. right now. They're rolling, and they smash you, and they don't let you up. But the Packers are coming off the bye. They're getting healthy. Randall Cobb back at practice. Geronimo Allison as well. So two of Rodgers' weapons. McCarthy said this week that they will play. Cornerback Jair Alexander, he's healthy. All these guys missed their last game, that Monday night game against San Francisco that was nip and tuck before they went on their bye. And the motivation certainly there on the Green Bay side. Now, you know one of my favorite stats is net yards per play. The Rams are number one in football, but Green Bay is right in that picture. They are 4th, tied with Kansas City and Pittsburgh. The back door will be open, even if the Rams win comfortably here. There's going to be a chance for an Aaron Rodgers late touchdown to cover the spread. But something thinks that they might even win this one outright. I'm not calling for that. I will take the point. I wonder if this gets to 10 by the time we get to Sunday, but I'll take Green Bay plus 9.5.
All right, plus 9.5 for the Packers in that matchup against the Rams. What's your second value bet?
All right, let's go to the lakefront. Let's try this again. Let's go to Soldier Field.
Why? Why do you do this?
I was so mad on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday because the Bears should have won that game.
All right.
They should have.
Well, no, the door was open for them to win the game. But again, you're talking about Belichick and Brady on one side. It's not. Here's the thing. That game told me that New England is not going to be a team that will be a viable contender for the Super Bowl, especially with that defense. That's what that told me.
Yes. The call was right. New England did not look good at all.
No.
It was just the two special teams touchdowns, and Mr. Trubisky likes to turn the ball over. But that goes into this play a little bit. Now, Hoodie, do you know why the Bears are 7.5-point favorites?
No, I don't know why there are 7.5-point favorites against the Jets. I don't know why that number is that way.
Well, it seems to be an anti-Jets play. That's all I can really give you, because Sam Darnold here on the year, and you know, this time from USC, he's very turnover prone. He has 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions on the year. That's the most amount of picks in the league. The Jets have not gone on the road in a while. Maybe that plays into it. They haven't played on the road in a month, and they're facing a desperate Bears team, but the Bears have lost their last two games. The Bears lost to Brock Osweiler a couple of weeks ago. It's just weird seeing the Bears over now touchdown favorites against the Jets team. That's not that bad. They have 3 victories on the season. Now, I'm looking at Mitchell Trubisky, and he's been extremely inaccurate. I mean, Matt Nagy has been pleased with how he's performed, but I have not, especially in the red zone over these two Bears losses. And a week ago, we weren't sure what we were going to get in Khalil Mack. Well, we got an idea of what we saw. I don't know if that is going to change that much. He's not practicing Wednesday or Thursday. It sounds like he's going to be limited again on Friday. But if he's not rushing the passer, who is? And that's been the reason the Bears have given up 69 points over their last two games. They're a completely different defense without Khalil Mack. The Bears should not be favored by 7.5 over anyone right now, especially with the quarterback play. He can run. Can he throw the ball? Sometimes. He'll complete about half of his passes, and he can run. Well, that's not what I'm looking for out of my quarterback in 2018. Give me the Jets plus 7.5.
Totally fair. Totally fair number there, and a fair play there, because even with the Jets' injuries, and there's a number of them on that offensive line, they're dealing with a lot of injuries, but it's still not enough to be over a touchdown favorite. That's why I think that's a little bit, that number is strange. But 7.5, I think, is a very key play. I think that's fair for this Bears-Jets game. And what's your third NFL value bet?
All right, I'm going to give you a total. I'm looking at Ravens-Panthers here. The Ravens are favored by 2, and the total is 44. Now, to be fair, if you're looking for a side, I do like Baltimore here in a bounce-back spot. That was brutal. I mean, they should have been going to overtime. Justin Tucker missed his first extra point in his career and 223 chances or whatever it was. But I'm looking at the money, like we talked about a little bit. Now, on the total, it's pretty much split down the middle between over and under action. However, 83% of the money right now is coming in on the under 44. Why? Because the Ravens have the best defense in football. All season long, they're number one defensive yards per play. And they have a 4-3 record. Doesn't sound too impressive, but Vegas believes in this team. They're not budging on them at all. They're keeping them at 25-1 to win the Super Bowl. And they have a defense that can carry them a long way. As long as they get in the playoffs, they can cause some damage. I think they can take down any team, any of those high-powered offenses on the AFC side. And then this Panthers offense, they're not going to blow you away. Last week they had the comeback victory against Philly, but they scored 21 points. Week before that, they scored 17 against Washington. Their week one victory, they scored only 16 against Dallas. I think the under 44 is a strong play.
Under 44. Okay, I got you there. Last thing, I want to find out your thoughts about that Kansas City game and what Andy Reid was doing on 4th and 4 late in the ball game, up 45-10. What was your reaction? I know you saw a ton of it on social media about why Andy Reid did that. 4th and 4, go for the field goal, and he goes for the touchdown. What was he doing there?
Yeah, that's a good question. There were a lot of people wondering on Twitter, wait, is he going for the over? Because that just happened to come into play there. But we're seeing a change right now, and it's surprising a lot of people, a lot of us watching this game all our lives, and we're seeing it on a regular basis. And Hoodie, it's just what coaches should have been doing. For years, we've been watching coaches play scared. And I'm not saying this is an example, but it might play into it a little bit. Getting more reps on 4th down. I think that's what he was going at. He wasn't playing into the total or anything like that. I think that's what it's really about, because down the road, they're going to need to convert in a tight game on 4th down. And we saw it with John Harbaugh in the Ravens game, 4th and 7. Okay, we're down. Let's go. Let's go. Don't give them the football back. Let's go. All right, we convert it. We're near the middle of the field. We're seeing coaches finally do this. For years and years, 4th and 1, 4th and 2 in your own territory, be no question, you punt it away. Now coaches are doing the right thing. They're trusting their offense. They're like, hey, we're getting 5 yards per play. Don't we trust our offense to get 2 yards on this 4th down? Let's not play scared here. Let's go for it. And it really started last year when Doug Peterson was doing it with the Eagles a lot. And then he started to convert. Saw what the Eagles were doing scoring-wise around the league. And people are freaking out. Wait, this is not the NFL that I know. But to answer your question, I think it really comes down to 4th down reps for a young quarterback in Pat Mahomes, because he knows down the road in a big spot, they're going to need to convert on 4th and 3, 4th and 4. And we're seeing teams go for it on a regular basis now.
My friend, as always, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Hoodie.
That's what he does. It's Joe Ostrowski with Value Bet every week right here on the Under the Hood podcast. The executive producer of Value Bet is Felix Reyes. And we'll talk to you next week, another edition of Value Bet with Jonathan Hood and Joe Ostrowski right here on the UTH podcast.